Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Here we are, a playoff football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, you ready, buddy?
I am ready, Brother Spike. Man, it is Football Friday. I got my neck rolled. Holla at your boy.
So, Jack, still not here. Still on paternity leave. Football Friday, playoffs. Still taking care of all these kids, he says. Might have to replace him permanently with Honest Jack. So, no Jack today. We do have a big show. Nonetheless, though, Nick Kostos will join us at 2:40 or so to give you your picks for the weekend. Somebody like Ike or Jack do need that help given their betting history. So that'll happen around 2:40. Coming up around 3, Elliot will check in from practice or right after practice to find out what's going on with AJ, what's going on with Jalen, what's going on with Devontae Smith, who missed practice today. The Tornado Shapiro game day forecast at 3:30. Jaws joins us at 4. The top 5 at 5 at 5 o'clock. There is a lot happening today, Ike Greese.
Yes, there is. Right. As it usually is on Fridays.
And this is the biggest Friday. The biggest Friday we've had, I was going to say of the year, but it's only the second Friday we've had of the year. First one. But obviously, we start with Sunday's game, Eagles and Packers, 4:30. You can hear the entire thing right here on 94 WIP. Hear the pregame show with Ike and Gilio and Hugh and the 75 other people. That'll be here as well. This game, I think, my position on this game now, we'll make our picks later, but the Eagles are favored, and they should be favored. The Eagles are the more talented team, for sure. But I just don't think there's enough respect and nerves around here facing the Green Bay Packers. I think everybody needs to be a little more nervous and a little more respectful about the team that we are facing on Sunday. People are acting like this is a normal 7 seed. The Green Bay Packers. This is not a normal 7 seed. This is a team with a top 5 offense and a top 5 defense. If they weren't in the NFC North, they probably have won 13 or 14 games. This is a team who has a QB who has been very, very good the second half of this year, who had turnover problems in the first half of this year, but has not had that. It's a team that has explosive plays on offense. It's a team that scores points. And do they have injuries? Sure, they've got a couple of injuries. Mm-hmm. They have one on offense, one on defense. But let's not act like we haven't been infected by that too. People are playing, but Jalen Hurts hasn't practiced or played. He's practiced twice now, hasn't played a game in 3 weeks. A.J. Brown hasn't practiced in 2 weeks with a knee. Devontae Smith was out of practice today, I guess, as a precaution because of back spasms. We did lose our best edge rusher in the middle of the season, which we've made up for, but we did lose it. We are not going into this game perfect either. So, again, the Eagles are a favorite. They should be the favorite. But I feel like there's not enough respect and not enough nerves going into this game, Ike.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. When your team is as good as this team is, it's hard to conjure up that anxiety that we sometimes will do. Now, that may come next round. There certainly will be in that NFC Championship game. Be a little bit of butterflies there. And that's wrong. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of nervous energy. I don't find it to be make you any less of an Eagles fan. But there, this week, I got to tell you, Spike, this game may not be dominated from start to finish by the Eagles, I think the defense will be the most impressive unit come Sunday afternoon. And I think Saquon is going to be unleashed. I just really do. I think this dude is he came here to play in games like this and bigger. He's been in the playoffs, but has yet to play in front of a home crowd in the playoffs.
He's going to wild. He's been in the league 6 years.
Yes,
yes. Has never played in front of a home crowd.
So he's going to get to experience that Sunday night. I think Jalen makes a couple timely throws, but in the end, I got to admit, if I'm going on a scale of 1 to 10, 8, 8.5.
Confidence?
Yeah. I mean, that's where I'm at.
I'm hovering around five and a half.
Now, I cringed on the way in here today, driving, listening to Joe and Cal do the whole, they're a lock.
Giglio said they would run the Packers out of the building.
Yeah.
That's the side that you're on. Yeah, you're on Giglio's side.
I cringe.
Just so we're clear.
I cringe when I hear stuff like that. I'm not overconfident. I just feel good about this team. AJ is I'm hoping this rest is going to have AJ be AJ Brown Sunday night. But if we use the game plan that I'm looking to use, which is run the football and play great defense, we win this football game by double digits.
We got to throw the football a little bit.
You will.
Too.
We will. Right. I just don't need us coming out as if we need to prove that we're this is Eric Coryell and the Chargers from the 80s with Dan Fouts. You remember him?
Dan Fouts. Yeah, I remember Dan Fouts.
Kevin Winslow.
Yeah.
Senior.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember
John
Dan
Jefferson.
Fouts. Yeah.
Remember those guys?
So you mentioned.
Francisco has no idea who the hell I'm talking
about. You know who Dan Fouts is.
You said Kellen Winslow? I know what Dan Fouts is.
Yeah, you know Kellen Winslow Jr.
Yes. Chargers?
Yes.
Yeah,
all right, I know.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Are Eagles fans not respecting the Packers enough? Should we have a healthy respect? And here's the other thing regarding our injuries. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, is that Jalen and AJ have not really been on the field together since the Washington game. And that was only, what, 8 plays, however many times he was on the field. Haven't practiced together because AJ left practice, 10 minutes into it on Wednesday. Didn't practice on Thursday. I don't think practice today. Okay. So that communication, we're talking about a Packers defense that turns the ball over more than any other defense in the league, has a safety sitting back there who I think leads the league in interceptions.
At least tied for the league.
Tied for the league in interceptions.
Eight of them, I believe.
And you know, we've talked about turnovers being important and Jalen not turning the ball over, that sort of stuff. This just feels like one of those games where that lack of communication, maybe that lack of cohesiveness that might be there because they haven't played a lot together over the last several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just the entire game, again, I think the Eagles are the better team and they are at home, but I have a healthy respect and bit of nerves for this game on Sunday. I don't think this is the sort of game that people are looking at. I'm hearing about blowout. I'm hearing about, like you're saying, double digit win. Giglio saying run them out of the building. Even the experts we talked to.
Literally run them out of the building.
The experts we talked to. Mm-hmm. We talked to Baldy. Baldy's like, this game's, you know, not even going to be played. We talked to Shiel Kapadia. Shiel's like, doesn't even think it's going to be close. Mike Mayock, who we all have a lot of respect for, just doesn't think the game's going to be close. And that line opened up at 3.5 for a reason. You know, this is a good team. The Packers, they don't profile like the sort of team we do because of the record, I think, and because of the inconsistency. But they are a good team. They're a talented team. This is a real 2-7 matchup. This is not a team that just squeaked into the playoffs, the Green Bay Packers.
Sure,
you know?
They just don't have the...
They're probably the fourth best team in the NFC.
Yeah, they don't have the level of talent that we have. Though,
no,
overall.
They do not.
Yeah.
They do not. Yeah. But you would say, you would take them, just before we get to calls, in 215-592-9494. So we would say the three best teams in the NFC would be, in no order, the Eagles, the Lions, and the Vikings, right?
Yes.
But beyond that, the Packers are the fourth best team. I would take them over the Rams. I would take them over the Bucks. I would take them over the Commanders.
I don't know.
Really?
At the beginning of the season, maybe, yeah. I don't know if I'd take them over Washington right now. I don't know if I'd take them over the Bucks right now.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're a good team, but they're not at their strongest right now, and that's what we're talking about right now. So, yeah, they're not at their strongest right now. If I look at Washington and Tampa, I know Tampa, for some reason, struggled against a divisional opponent in the Saints last week, a game they should have basically dominated, but they didn't. They won it. And Washington has won 12 games. Washington has won 12 games this year.
In the NFC East.
Sure.
You know, if Washington's in the NFC North, they probably don't win 12 games.
Okay. I mean, that's you could say that.
Yeah. It's just like.
We don't know that.
We don't.
You would agree Jaden Daniels has probably had a better year than Jordan Love.
Had a better year. I'd still rather have Jaden Daniels in the play or Jordan Love in the playoffs. He's been there. He's been in the league 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, won a playoff game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nah. Listen, they beat a fraud Cowboys team last year.
They did.
And listen, they went to San Francisco and played well. Mm-hmm. They very well could have won that game. I'm not going to take that away from them. I look at their, other than Josh Jacobs, I don't look at anything else on their offense that puts any fear in me.
No, they're not they are a by committee sort of offense, which is, I think, actually works in their favor with the Christian Watson injury, in that us losing A.J. Brown is different than them losing Christian Watson.
Yes.
We lose A.J. Brown, the whole offense changes.
Yeah.
They lose Christian Watson, I don't think it's the same thing. All right. 215-592-9494. Do we need more respect for the Packers on Sunday? Leading us off, as always, our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus, who I know is not going to agree with me. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
As long as you know. Listen, I don't got to respect nobody. I'm not on the field. Hey, boss man D-Lo said it best. She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog. And that's what's going to happen. Every big dog on this team going to show up on the field at 4:25 on Sunday talking about some Jordan Love. Man, listen. You just told me. Hold on. You just told me yesterday my quarterback has something to prove. So this dude right here, you better show me. If he good, he had a good season, you better show me. Because your best win is against Dak Prescott. Where he at?
Well, that's still a better playoff. Wait, hold up. Corey, Dak Prescott's a better quarterback than Jalen's beating in the playoffs.
I don't know that because him and Daniel Jones both at home.
Oh, right? Come on.
That's all I see. All I see is at home. All I know is you look at big picture, that's all I see. I see two bros at home. Listen, the big dog, the bully, he going to be all right. You know, Slim Reaper, he going to be all right. And, hey, I'm back. Hey, listen. Everybody was praying. Concussion. Hey, listen. I'm letting you know right now. We got five hogs on that offensive line that either been a pro bowler or an all-pro this year. And you got 2K. Who? 2K stay in the backfield. I don't care how you want it. Jalen, the bully, and think they not going to be ready if you want to. They better have whoever their defensive coordinator is, Jeff Stanley or whatever. But you better think they ain't ready. I hope you better put me sleeping, missing up your sleep tonight, playing it for these boys, because they coming. And Michael Jordan, yeah, he got something to prove, because Spike keep disrespecting him. I put the message through. Hey, man, the afternoon show says you ain't, you know, squat. You ain't that good. So, you know, he here, and we might after the game on Sunday get, is that what y'all want to see? Birds big on Sunday. I ain't got to respect nobody. I'm a fan, and I'm rolling with the crew. And I ain't even touched on the defensive side. You already know what they got on that side. JC up front. That boy Bond in the middle, N'Kobe. Oh, my God. Secondary big play. Quinyanamo. And they told me my boy Cooper has second team, first team, all pro, both in the slot. Boy,
hold on. Cooper made all pro?
No.
No, they said he had votes. He had votes.
Oh, yeah, votes. Okay.
He got votes.
Okay, we'll take that. We'll take votes. We'll take it.
I was like, wait a minute. What is Corey saying here?
all I'm saying is you told me they got 31 turnovers with some of the best in the NFL. Hey, yo, you know who got 28? You know who got 28 turnovers in the league? 20? Huh? So that ain't no problem. Because if they throw it up, we got the boys to bring it down. That's all I got. Birds big on Sunday. I give you a score. I give you 31-20.
Okay.
31-20. I like it.
All right.
I like it. See,
all right,
what about tonight?
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
He probably would have jinxed him anyway.
Oh, does Ohio State play tonight?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Who do they play?
Texas.
Okay. Who's going to win?
Ohio State.
Okay.
Although, as hard as I went with Penn State yesterday, they may want me to be off of their bandwagon. Yes.
215-592-9494. Are Eagles fans respecting the Packers enough and nervous enough about the game?
We respect the cheeseheads.
Oh, speaking of, you brought it up, so I might as well. I'm very, very sorry for all the Nittany Lions fans in the area who no longer go to school there, who aren't able to plan their big trip back to Happy Valley after they win the national championship to act like they're in college again. Looks like the year's over. Very, very sorry for you. I'm really, like, I'm broken up because I was really hoping that every 52-year-old who went to Penn State in the area could take a trip back to Happy Valley after they win the championship.
This is really...
Yes. So they could hang out at the student bars.
Man, salt in the wound, man. Salt in the wound.
It's a real bummer.
Oh, man.
And it's a real bummer for everyone around here who cheers for Penn State that didn't go to Penn State, acting like it's right down the street. NYU is closer to us than Penn State. So is St. John's. So is American University. I could go on and on and on. Ignoring Villanova football. You're disgraceful. Temple football. You're disgraceful.
Temple still has football?
I think so. All right.
My bad, TU alum. That was unnecessary. I didn't mean to take a shot at those guys.
Dawkins in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Doc?
Yo, Ike, Spike. What's up?
What's up, Doc?
Nothing much, man. First of all, shout out my cousin Nick Dawkins last night, starting center at Penn State, man. You played your heart out, my dog. I love you.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't talking about him. I was just talking about the old alumni. I feel bad for the players.
Yeah. No, I got you. I got
you. All right.
But I think what you think about Jalen Hurts not playing all preseason and then coming out throwing for 278 against the Packers.
278 and five turnover-worthy plays against the Packers. Two interceptions, right?
Wow.
There was one to Jahan Dotson that should have been a pick six, and part of the reason why we changed our offense in the first game of the season.
Yeah.
He threw a bunch of yards after not, you know, playing in the preseason, but like that game on offense was, there were a lot of big plays, but it was messy. That was a messy game. I don't think that is that game is the blueprint behind, you know, the Eagles and this. I feel like it's a completely different Eagles offense. You know, he threw for a bunch of yards, but he also turned the ball over a few times.
But I feel like it was only messy because it was like the first game of the season, you know? I feel like everyone's come together now, and especially it's the playoffs, they're going to play hard. I feel like they definitely going to come out slow. It's the Eagles, you know, and it's the playoff game. Packers going to play tough. But I feel like we're going to pull away in the fourth quarter. Like the other guy said, like I feel like it's going to be like a 31-17 type of game, 31-20. It's definitely going to be close at first, though, you know?
Yeah, I'm feeling – you know, I was on a Milwaukee radio station today. They were talking about the game, and they asked about the crowd. And they were like, how much of an advantage is it for the Eagles being at home? And my thing on what I told them about the crowd is, if the Eagles start off hot, that crowd can make it so the Packers never come back into the game. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget the interception in the NFC Championship game against the Vikings. Yep. And I was like, oh, there's no way the Vikings are winning this game. But if it starts slow like they normally do, I actually think our crowd sometimes can work as a disadvantage because the nerves in there are obvious. The discontent is obvious. It gets antsy in there too. So this would be, we always want to start off fast. This game, I think it's tough because Hurts hasn't played in a few weeks, but man, it would be big if they start off, maybe they get an interception early, something like that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like starting off fast on Sunday is a big, big advantage to the Eagles if they can get it done. And they just haven't done it very often.
Yeah, I would say that for any other playoff team, I would be scared to start off slow. I feel like with the Packers, I don't think it's not one thing that they do better than us, you know? And I don't know, it's just everyone's kind of a little shaky on it. I feel like it's not a lock. You know, it's a playoff team. They get paid and all that. You know, they're a good team, but I just can't see it happening. I don't see us losing to the Packers, bro. I really don't.
All right, give me a score.
Yeah, what's your score?
Like I said, first half going to be close, but pull away in the fourth quarter. I'm going to go with 30-17.
All right.
Everybody's got two-score games.
I like it.
This is crazy. Good. Thanks.
I like it.
Thanks, Doc. You know, the Packers, too, offensively have been more of a second-half team than a first-half team. Mm-hmm. Like, this could be an anxiety-filled first half for both teams.
Oh, yeah, I expect it to be.
Yeah, so, like, start off slow, like a 7-6 halftime score or something.
Yeah, don't mistake my 10-point win as a sort of dominant win from start to finish. Yeah, sure. I do believe there'll be some moments of angst in the game. And I just think what we normally do is pull away from teams in the second half. We tend to wear them down, and that's what I believe is going to happen Sunday. It may be some tense moments there, but I think eventually we come out in the second half. Like, if Green Bay doesn't take advantage of what we predict may be a slow start to the game, and it's still a three-point game or even a one-score game, then I believe Green Bay's in trouble in the second half.
The interesting thing about the Eagles, too, I think we talked about last couple weeks, is the offense starts slow. Our defense kind of starts slow, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a bunch of times over the second half of the year where the opposing offense sort of went up and down the field on us the first drive or two. And even the Cowboys game, Cowboys went up the field on the first drive.
Yep.
The Rams game had happened. The Bengals game had happened. So yeah, it could be an interesting first half in there. Like I don't think this is, if it ends up being a two-score game, I think it's more the way that you describe it than a, you
right.
know, we're up early and then we just
right,
sort
we
of
just cruise to a win.
Milk the clock
yeah,
away in the second
yeah,
half.
I don't, yeah, I yeah, even I don't see that. I don't see that. But I think there's something to what the Eagles do, really both offensively and defensively. Sometimes they are better once they've seen what the opponent does, then they go make the adjustments, and now they, you know what I mean? They come out and they try stuff, and if it works, they'll stick with it. If it doesn't, they're like, all right, we see what they're trying to do to us. Now we need to be able to do this, especially defensively. I think about that Bengals game where the Bengals went down the field with no problem the first two drives. We held them to a field goal, I believe, on the second one.
Yep.
Because had they gone up 14-0, oh yeah, because Slay made a big play in the end zone.
Yep.
They go up 10-0, but we're able to get back in the game because we score on the next drive going down.
Yeah, that's what I've asked BG about the slow starts defensively on the Brandon Graham show. And he said normally what happens is exactly what you're describing, is a lot of times that they'll expect one thing, but the team will come in doing something, having adjusted something. So it's more about figuring out how the team is attacking them, and that's when they tighten up. They communicate, you know, Fangio looks to see what's going on, and they've tightened up. Because that's what's happened. Even as good as this defense has been, there have been, my sense watching the game as a doom-ridden Eagles fan,
mm-hmm.
is when those first drives happen for the other team, I'm like, oh, this is the game. This is the game that the defense falls apart. And they just haven't, really, since... you know, Washington moved the ball pretty well,
yep.
but it's just Washington and Tampa. It really hasn't happened since Tampa.
And even Washington, what did they score, 22 in the fourth quarter?
Yes, it was 22 in the fourth quarter.
A lot of that came in the fourth quarter, yep. So yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. You got any nerves about the Packers? Coming up next, ESPN, they have a computer model that determines how many times each team wins the game. If you play it 100 times, we will tell you what the ESPN computer model did, and our own betting computer model, his name is Nick Kostos, will join us, help you with your playoff, your super wild card weekend playoff bets. That is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Concentrated power of will. 50% pain and 100% reason to remember the name. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know who that is, Ike? That is Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park. It's his other group, Fort Minor. That's all hip hop.
Oh man,
you like
that
one?
Was in there, man.
Yeah,
that's good, bro.
That's a good tune.
That's good stuff.
That's a good tune. All right, coming up in about 10 minutes.
I thought that was Eminem.
No, no. You think any guy's rapping is not black is Eminem?
Pretty much.
Well, it's kind of close, I guess. Not that far. Nick Kostos will join us in about 10 minutes to give your picks for the weekend. That'll be sponsored by Bud Light. You can join Ava at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly tonight at 6 for the Bud Light Wildcard Eagles Pep Rally. You can win tickets to the game and some Eagles merch as well. So that is tonight at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly with Bud Light and Ava. So, Ike, before we get back to the calls here.
Yes.
ESPN has this little computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the computer program can tell them what percent chance each team has of winning a particular game.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it with Eagles Packers. Now, Eagles up to a 5-point favorite, opened up at 3.5. In their simulation, their computer says Eagles have a 51% chance of winning the game and the Packers a 49% chance of winning the game.
Yeah.
So the ESPN computer basically says this game is a coin flip, which is a little bit closer to how I see it than everybody, how everybody around here sees it. Now, look, the game is played on the field, not in, you know, in the computer. But mm-hmm. When I saw that number, I was a little surprised, given the tone of experts, the line seeing 51% chance. I don't know. I didn't think it would be basically a coin flip.
Yeah, and that's why you can't let computers get involved, man, with the game. Exactly. I got to go with my eye test. There's no way I look at this game. Now, I will say this. If you had told me at the beginning of the year, I had the Packers as one of the four best teams in the conference. And Minnesota's actually a team that surprised me with how good they are this year.
I think they surprised everybody.
Yeah, but I had the Packers along with the Eagles, and I think I may have gone with the Rams and Detroit as my top four teams in the conference. So they have not necessarily lived up to that, but we talked about this the other day. There is no embarrassment in the teams they lost to. They lost to pretty much Detroit, Minnesota, and the Eagles.
Right.
That's five of their six losses right there.
Yep.
And they lost on a field goal at the end last week to Chicago, I believe it was.
Close game versus us, too.
Yeah. And it was a close game versus us. You're absolutely right. But as I've watched them play all year long, and even coming down the stretch, and they certainly have played better, and believe me, they are a threat. I'm not saying that this is some cakewalk for the Eagles. I just feel like if both teams played their best game, we still beat this team by 10 points.
If both teams play their best game, the Eagles are the better team without question, I think.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So it's going to take the sort of the Packers to either force the Eagles out of their comfort zone and into some turnovers. That's where the Packers can sort of make this a closer game.
I think I will feel better after the first drive of the game, first two drives of the game. I just want to see where Hurts is and where AJ
is.
And those sorts of things. Having not seen Hurts for 3 weeks, having AJ been, have the knee thing, I think I want to see that. Now, the tough thing about that is we don't usually start games particularly fast anyway. Mm-hmm. I actually think if we can get out of the first two drives without a turnover, without something bad happening, I don't mind a three and out or whatever. Sure. I think if we can let Hurts get going and sort of feel the flow of the game without anything bad happening, mm-hmm. I'll feel better about it there. I'm worried about an early turnover.
You know what? I'm just telling you this right now. I'm not changing my game plan in this game, and Hurts not playing for almost a month, and AJ not practicing pretty much all week and being banged up, that makes it even less likely I want to throw the ball with regularity. I want to run the football. If you want to give me some quick throws, okay, I'm with it. Get the ball out of his hands. Make them respect that you're going to throw the ball so that they can get that eighth man out of the box and Saquon can have some room to run. I'm okay with that. But I don't know, man. The only way I see the Packers making this a game, it's mistakes in the passing game. Whether you hold on to the ball too long and we get a strip sack, you know what I mean? Something like that. Or Jalen isn't necessarily precise with his throws. They're a little bit off. The timing is a little bit off. And now something, a tip ball leads to an interception. An overthrow leads to an interception. That type of stuff. That's the only way this team stays in the game against us.
I know most teams kick when they win the toss. This is, and I always want to receive. I'm old school. Like
me
I
too.
Like when the this particular
put your offense out there, man.
This particular game, I'm okay with kicking. I'm okay with putting my defense out there first. I'm okay with the first thing happening, not this
offense. Yes.
Right.
Yep. I'm with you there.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question, Ike, the Twitter question. Should Eagles fans have more nerves facing the Packers on Sunday? Yes or no? What do you think the results are? Should Eagles fans have more nerves facing the Packers? Yes or no?
Football Friday?
Yeah.
I'd say the fans probably think no.
Okay.
But it's not overwhelmingly. So I'll go somewhere, let's go with 53% say no.
58%. You're pretty good at this. See, I thought you were going to go 75% no.
Yeah.
And that's what I expected to see.
Nah, because there's still a large portion of the fan base that's uncomfortable feeling overconfident.
Yes. That's where I am. I never feel confident is like, I don't want any part of that. It's a disease. There's symptoms of that. I don't want any part of it.
Yeah, a lot of fans will do the whole, it's funny because if it's a game, like say it's the NFC Championship game.
Well, then
everybody's going to be overconfident that game.
Yes.
Yes.
I felt that way for the NFC Championship game in 18, and I felt that way for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I was like, we all know we're going to win this game.
We know. We feel overconfident once we get to that game. But the early stages, people are still a little nervous. I think people are also unsure what we're going to see from Jalen.
But we haven't seen
Sunday,
him.
So I think people are feeling that as well.
215-592-9494. Do you have any nerves about the game on Sunday against the Packers? Alan in Pittsburgh, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, you guys have had one heck of a week. You know, I've been thinking about some of the shows this week.
Yeah.
I got to plug Fran's 5 at 5. Like, you got to give him another chance. That was both hideous and hilarious at the same time. So I'm begging you, give him another shot.
Well, he's in there today.
I got support.
Yeah, Fran, are you ready today?
Oh, I'm so ready. Are you kidding me?
All right, he's in there today.
Close out the week strong.
That is the first call we've ever received from somebody saying, give Fran another top 5 at 5. Yes. Normally it's the other way around.
Yeah, I mean, with Fritzy out chest feeding this week, I don't know when he's going to return.
Chest feeding.
Clayton Ike embarrassing Sean Landetta. We got a lot going on.
Yeah, and it's been a wild week.
It really has been a wild week. Yep.
And then on top of all that, Spike's got a good bodyguard because of Chris and Penzalkin. I mean,
we forgot about that.
Yeah. Bring it, Chris. I don't need any bodyguard. But if you're big and strong and you want to walk around with me, that's fine too. So
listen, I'm going to tell you why we're going to blow the doors off this team on Sunday. So I was in Sao Paulo for that season opener, and I find it really ironic that we got to start the season with them, and now we're going to get to end their season. These are two teams that are going in opposite directions. Like, the highlight of the Packers' season was beating Dallas in the playoffs in 2023. It's been all downhill since then for them. Us, on the other hand, we came into the season and we had like all kind of question marks. New offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, all these new defensive players, rookies, new players. Zach Bond, was he any good? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, the first month for us was like a cluster. Like, we were a wreck the first month, including in Sao Paulo, including in the first game of the season.
I mean, the Packers didn't have their quarterback for half of the first month, too. I mean, like,
because we broke them. But listen, that first game, our defenders didn't know where they were going. Like, they had left players open all over the field. And it was because Fangio's system had to settle into that system. It took them a month to settle in. And so we gave up like 8 explosives in that game. I'm not sure we've given up 8 explosives since the bye week, but we gave up 8 explosives in that game because they didn't have a clue what they were doing playing Fangio's system yet. This team is different. We're going in a different direction. So here's what I'm going to need. I'm going to need some blood spilt on the field, and I'm going to need some violence. I'm going to need Rios to call in today and give us the violence, because that's what we're going to get on Sunday. We're two teams going in opposite directions. We've come together. We are relatively healthy. They're missing Christian Watson and Jair Alexander. I'm telling you, we're going to blow the doors off them. It's going to be a 31-20 game. It'll be a relatively easy game, and I'm not even concerned.
31-20. You got to turn your mic on.
Oh. There you go. 31-20. I'm loving it.
Yeah. All right, Alan. That was a good recap of the week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had everything.
Was that the Alan that we were debating with?
Was it? Oh, yeah. Yesterday? I don't think he was in
Pittsburgh.
Alan?
No, I don't think
so. I think it was a different one. All the one that OG Wade said schooled us?
Yeah.
I don't think that was that guy. That was a different guy. We will get to Nick Kostos and his NFL weekend picks right after Ike tells you about this.
Yeah, it's the wild card game on Sunday, right? Pre-game with me and Ava Graham before the game on Sunday at Xfinity Live starting at 1 p.m. Now, Ava and I will be hosting a special Bud Light wild card event at the NBC Sports Lounge in Xfinity Live. Now, we'll have lots of Eagles merchandise and Bud Light swag to give away. And you know, ice cold Bud Lights will be flowing to get you ready for the Eagles game. So Pregame with myself and Ava Graham this Sunday before the Eagles game at Xfinity Live starting at 1 p.m. I may even get there around 12:30, 12:45. Who knows, man? Who knows? And I'm so amped and pumped for the game, Spike. I may come early. Who knows? Who knows? That's not a promise. I'm just saying I might. And I'll see you there Sunday. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Wow, look at Ike just giving away free Ike time. Oh, holy cow. Look at that. Holy moly. Bonus Ike time. Never seen that before.
I mean, listen, it's Sunday. I already know what those parking lots are going to be like Sunday. I really am looking forward to Sunday. I'm looking forward to Sunday, a 4:30 game, which means the tailgates will happen a little earlier, and they get to go a little longer, and it'll be nice and prime.
Oh, yeah, they will be prime.
4:30.
It will be prime. A 4 o'clock game, what's the lots that are not jet row in the back, but like those lots in the sort of in the front that go east or whatever, those are the lots that I don't want to walk through if with a 4 o'clock game. I remember my brother, I don't think he'd ever walked through those lots. I took him to an Eagles game. We were walking through there, and he was like, he looked at me, he said, "What is going on around
here? I never experienced this."
Yeah, yes. Looks like the war zone, actually. All right. Are you nervous about Sunday's game? 215-592-9494. Joining us now, the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. You can check out all the lines today on BetMGM app. And you can also now watch You Better You Bet on the Peacock app, right? You told me the thing that they gave me is wrong, right, Kostos? And
yeah,
just say Peacock.
Yeah, you say it says NBC. They just renamed the channel also to NBC Sports Now. You would think that someone that works for Odyssey would update it.
Okay.
Do 100 of these a week, but no, it's okay. We'll just keep doing erroneous information.
Well,
yes,
that's
not your fault. I'm not blaming you. That is 0% your fault.
Wait,
there are people that get paid to do this stuff.
So it's NBC Sports Now or NBC Sports Fast?
So NBC Sports Now is the new name of the channel, which features Hall of Famers in sports media, Dan Patrick, Dan Le Batard, Mike Florio, Matthew Berry,
and Nick Kostos.
Thank you very much. That's right. That's right.
You put him in the wrong order there, Kostos.
Well, I did it for dramatic effect, but yes, I should have put myself first.
So before we get to your picks, you as a Giants fan and generally a frustrated Giants fan, I am genuinely curious what you think about them retaining Shane and
tweets.
And Daboll. I didn't see the tweets.
It's like incredibly stupid. They're dumb. My owner's incredibly stupid. Jeffrey Lurie, like I would love Jeffrey Lurie to own the Giants. John Mara's terrible. Ever since he had to start making decisions after his father Wellington passed away, he screwed all of them up. He literally said on Monday, I don't think the roster's better now than it was in 2022 when this regime took over. Why would you keep them? They're the worst team in the league 3 years into the regime, and now they're going to take a quarterback? So basically, this is what bad teams do, right? It's what the Raiders did yesterday. It was so smart, right? They fired Tom Telesco after firing Antonio Pierce, like resetting the deck, right? So now what's going to happen with the Giants is like what the Tennessee Titans have done. So you have Daboll and Shane, right? What are they going to do? They're going to draft a quarterback. Are they going to be good next year? No.
Nope.
Why? Because the coach stinks and the GM stinks and there's no talent on the roster. So when they're bad next year and they get fired, then you're going to hire a new coach and a new GM who are going to have this quarterback on the roster that they didn't pick, and they inherit this quarterback. It's a terrible way to run a team because the owner's a clown. He's was born on third base and is convinced he hit a triple, and he's paralyzed by fear. Like the reason why the Giants didn't make a move is because, well, we've done it, and well, I fired other people after a couple of years, so now I can't do it this time. Or like you fired them correctly because they all stink. So yeah, it's other than that, though, it's awesome, man.
Ah.
It's great.
Well, Nick, as somebody,
Gets like set on the fire in the New York City transit system. Great leadership. It's a great place to live.
Wow.
Great
well,
teams to root for.
I'm gone. Yeah, I'm gone. Look, as a defender of the Born on Third Base Club, I would just like to stick up for John Mara here.
You're talented.
Okay, all right.
I'm being serious. John Mara has no, what talent does he have?
He's a nice man.
Yeah, okay, well, great. Would you like to sit down and have a beer with him? Maybe. Do you want him, like hiring your GM and head coach?
No, probably not. Yeah.
No,
probably not. All right, Kostos, I just looked at the line. First, we'll do Eagles-Packers. It's up to 5.5, I just saw. Opened at 3.5. What do you see in this game from a betting standpoint?
I like the Packers. It will be a small bet for me on Green Bay because there is a risk that comes in with this bet. The risk is, like, Jordan Love gets hit funny, and he has to leave the game because he has an elbow injury and he couldn't feel his throwing hand last Sunday. Seems bad. Job is to throw. Couldn't feel his hand. Now, the reports just came in, and we're getting reports from Eagles practice also. A.J. Brown telling media like moments ago that he's going to play in the game. Devontae Smith is expected to play as well. Jordan Love just practiced in full, so that has been officially reported. So Jordan Love's going to be good to go in this game. Now, I can't place a big bet on Green Bay just because, like I said, there's some injury concern with Love. But if Jordan Love's going to be, like, the game starts and he looks good, I see no reason why the Packers can't keep this game close. And their upside, I'm not saying they're going to win, but their upside is to win the game. And the thing that would concern me with laying this number with the Eagles, and I could talk about the number in a second, you know, as Jalen officially cleared, like, he's going to play.
He's going to play, but he got cleared earlier.
Yeah, I think he got cleared.
Okay, so he got cleared. Yeah. Okay, he was in protocol for almost 3 weeks. Like, this was not like a one, like a 2 or 3 day thing. He's in protocol for a long time, and that doesn't mean that he can't play well on Sunday. Just that I think it's fair to ask, is he going to be coming out and throwing lasers immediately? Seems like a pretty bad concussion for Jalen Hurts. So I've got a couple questions there. And then, you know, now we can talk about the point spread, right? Now, look ahead markets are not gospel. They are not gospel, but I think they're interesting talking points.
Can you explain what a look ahead market is?
So a look ahead is like a domestic, like BetMGM will put up prior to week 18, here are projected point spreads for wild card weekends in the NFL.
Got it.
Right?
Yep.
So Packers-Eagles was the most likely matchup before the games last weekend. So there were point spreads open for this game before week 18 was even played. Like, I create point spreads that are pretty much, like, it's not that hard to do, that are, like, right on target. So my point spread going into week 18 was Eagles minus 2.5 against Green Bay. The domestic sports books had Eagles minus 3, but the 3 was juiced towards Green Bay. So very close to, like, my number in the game, but Eagles minus 3. So then week 18's played, right? Packers lose. Eagles hold all their players out, so basically like an extra bye week for a lot of the good players. Jordan Love gets hurt. Christian Watson tears his ACL. Like, okay, now you want to tell me the point spread's more than 3? Oh, okay, like I understand that. We're almost up to 6 now, and I think we've gone too far in that direction. And I think Jordan Love has shown he's a big game player. I'm not saying Hurts isn't, but I think Jordan Love is a big game player. We saw that last year. Destroyed the Cowboys in Dallas, stood toe-to-toe with the Niners on the road in San Francisco in the divisional round. I think it's too many points. I'll take it with the Packers, not with a tremendous amount of confidence because of Love's injury. It'll be a small bet for me, but I'll have a bet on Green Bay to cover the spread.
All right. I hadn't seen 5.5, by the way. Wow, that's crazy. Okay, now it's a smaller slate, so you don't have to give me 3 if you don't want. I normally ask for your 3 best. Do you have 3 best you can give me?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay, how about both games tomorrow?
Sure.
These will make you want to drink bleach. I mean, just saying. Okay. So
the Chargers game is tomorrow, right?
Houston, Houston, Chargers.
So who's excited to bet the Texans and the Steelers tomorrow on Wild Card Weekend? Okay, so tonight, and this will be brief. Ohio State's playing Texas, right, in the Cotton Bowl.
Yep.
If you want to bet Ohio State, you are paying a tax to do so, because Ohio State has wrecked in the college football playoff and wrecked good teams, destroyed Tennessee and destroyed Oregon. So if you want to bet Ohio State, you're paying a tax. In the same way, if you want to bet against the Texans and the Steelers tomorrow, you are paying a tax to do so. So the Chargers are 3-point road favorites in Houston. The Ravens are 10-point home favorites against Pittsburgh. I think those point spreads are pretty nuts, honestly. So you want to tell me Chargers should be favored in the game? Okay, 1, 1.5, fine. 3, no way. Huge difference between those numbers. Think about the math of the NFL. You want to tell me Ravens favored by more than 7? Totally understand. I'm with you. 10 is where I... And Zay Flowers isn't even playing in the game. So I draw a line there. So these bets won't make you feel good when you click the button. I'm not saying they're going to win. You know, the Chargers and Ravens respectively could win by 30. I think they're valuable bets. Houston plus 3, Steelers plus 10 coming up tomorrow. And may God have mercy on our souls.
And your props are always good. You got a good prop for us or two?
Yeah, yeah. Right. So let's go to, I'll give you one for tomorrow. And let me just see what the number's at, because I gave this out yesterday and I just want to make sure it hasn't moved. Okay, we are sitting. Okay, now, did we watch? You guys watch Steelers Bengals last Saturday night?
Yep, I did.
Okay, I think it's Ike in the almost 40 years I've been watching football. I think George Pickens played the worst game I've ever seen a receiver play in that in that game last week. He was horrendous.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we can bank on George Pickens. Now, the thing with Pickens is he's like hashtag mercurial. He could have a 100-yard game. He could do what he did last week in goose egg. The Steelers are going to take deep shots down the field. That's their offense, running the ball in deep shots, either check downs or long bombs down the field. So let's go with Stone Cold Calvin Austin. Austin316 says, I just went over my yardage prop. Calvin Austin over 23.5 receiving yards.
Okay. Ooh, all right. You know, when they check down, it almost always goes down to that Pittsburgh, that running back.
Jalen Warren.
Like, especially the last 5 weeks, I feel like he is open on every play, and Russell Wilson throws it to him every time he's there.
Well, yeah, he's a good pass-catching running back.
Yeah. All right.
Was that your way of saying you want to bet his over?
Well, I don't know what it is. What's the number? What do you have it in front of you?
So it's 20.5. That looks about right to me.
I would bet
it. If we know this, I would imagine the Ravens are game planning for it.
Right. Well, it seems like every team, I don't know, Pittsburgh's a weird team. They look so good for about 6 weeks, and the offense, we had Brian Baldinger on before the Eagles played the Steelers, and I asked him about the Steelers' offense. He's like, they stink. The Eagles aren't going to have any trouble with it. And it seems like from that point on, every time I watch the Steelers, I'm like, wow, this offense does stink.
Now, to be fair, right, and just, I think I'm right about this, Pickens didn't play in that
game,
right?
He did not. He did not. Yep, you're right.
So Pickens' upside, like, when he's good, and tell me if you disagree with this, mm-hmm. like, his upside is, he's like a top, like, 7 receiver in the league when he's on. He's really, really good, just like he's a head case. So,
it's true,
If he last week against the Bengals, he no-showed the game. He's dropping passes. He doesn't know where the hell he's going on, like, the Russell Wilson moonball in the final drive of the game. If he shows up tomorrow night, he's going for 100 yards. They can't cover him. Almost no one can if he's on. But again, like, he's nuts. So let's see what this looks like tomorrow night for George Pickens and the Steelers' offense.
Yes, sir.
All right, Nick. We'll appreciate you as always, buddy.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. And I will close by saying this, guys. Dun, 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 dun. Go, Pack, go.
All right, get out of here. Shut him off, fam.
Oh, that's not right.
That is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And you can see You Better You Bet on the NBC Sports Now app, Now channel on the Peacock app. There's Costos along with those heavy hitters where he deserves to be. All right, 215-592-9494. Any nerves about the game on Sunday? I don't think people are nervous enough, quite honestly. I want everybody to feel bad like me. Coming up next, speaking of heavy hitters, Elliot has just left the Eagles locker room and will join us. We can find out more about AJ, more about Devontae, more about Jalen. All of the Devontae sat out practice today. So we'll find all of that out next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.